The 1931 British film Deadlock is one of many early talkies lost to time. Directed by George King, Deadlock was produced during an era when cinema was transitioning from silent films to sound. Though not much remains of this film, its story, cast, and the circumstances of its disappearance make for a compelling tale of classic British cinema now lost. This is Land of the Lost, Deadlock. Deadlock was based on the play of the same name by renowned crime writer Wallace Edgar. Known for his contributions to detective fiction, Wallace's works often featured intricate plots and engaging characters, traits which Deadlock presumably inherited. The film centered around a crime thriller narrative involving business conspiracies, murder, and a tangled web of secrets. The plot reportedly revolved around two businessmen who found themselves embroiled in a dangerous power struggle, leading to betrayal and murder. Given Wallace's reputation for crafting tight, suspenseful plots with shocking twists, the story likely had elements of classic British whodunits, with complex relationships and morally gray characters. Directed by George King, Deadlock had a modest budget and was produced by Harry Cohen for British Lion Films, one of the significant production companies of the era. George King would later gain a reputation for low budget but well-received thrillers and crime dramas, such as The Frightened Lady, 1940, and The Door with Seven Locks, 1940, which were also adaptations of Wallace's novels. The cast of Deadlock included a mix of popular and rising British actors of the time. Unfortunately, not many records have survived to provide a complete list, but it's known that Joan Maud and Stuart Rome starred in the film. Joan Maud had a career spanning both stage and screen and was known for her roles in The Red Shoes, 1948, and A Matter of Life and Death, 1946. Stuart Rome, on the other hand, was a leading man in silent and early sound films. The early 1930s were a tumultuous period for film preservation. British films, especially those made on tight budgets, often did not receive the same archival treatment as their American counterparts. Consequently, many films from that period were lost due to neglect, fires, and the recycling of film stock for its silver content. Unfortunately, Deadlock was not immune to these circumstances, and no known prints of the film have survived to this day. Adding to the mystery is the scarcity of contemporary reviews or detailed synopses, which might have provided a clearer picture of the film's narrative or aesthetic. Despite Wallace's popularity and the involvement of a capable director like George King, Deadlock seems to have slipped through the cracks of film history with minimal fanfare, leaving only fleeting references in film directories and trade publications. Although no copies of the film exist, Deadlock received a modest reception upon its release. It was praised for its tight pacing and compelling narrative, characteristic of Wallace's crime stories. However, like many films of the era, it struggled to compete against more lavish productions from Hollywood, especially during the Great Depression. Its disappearance has been a sore point for historians and enthusiasts of British cinema. The loss of films like Deadlock not only deprives audiences of a look into the cinematic trends of the 1930s, but also leaves gaps in the careers of key figures like George King and Joan Maud. Over the years, film historians and archivists have made efforts to locate a print of Deadlock, but to no avail. Speculation persists that a copy may yet exist in a private collection or mislabeled in a forgotten archive. Occasionally, reels of long-lost films resurface, offering hope that Deadlock might one day be rediscovered. Given its connection to Edgar Wallace, there is added interest from crime fiction enthusiasts who would relish the opportunity to see another adaptation of his work. Deadlock remains one of the many lost films from a transformative era in British cinema. Directed by George King and based on the work of Edgar Wallace, the film likely offered a gripping crime narrative typical of Wallace's style. Its loss is a reminder of the fragility of early cinema and the importance of preservation efforts. While Deadlock may never be found, its story continues to captivate those interested in early British filmmaking and the legacy of Edgar Wallace.